For the first time since 1982, when Dale, Don, and Bill Whittington did it, today three members of the same family will appear in the same Indianapolis 500. 1969 winner Mario Andretti will make his 23rd appearance at Indy, and his son Michael will drive in his fifth 500. The third Andretti in today's race is a rookie. John Andretti is the son of Mario's twin brother Aldo. John says he doesn't really feel much pressure driving in the shadow of his famous uncle and cousin.
No, just very proud to be in the same family. I hope that someday that I can do the same accomplishments that they have and succeed as much as they have succeeded in. The Andretti name carries a lot of weight in motor racing, and I hope that we can hold it out for generation and generation.
A lot of rookies would love to have access to the wealth of advice and experience that John Andretti has.
Well, I will talk to him a little bit. They really tell me things that are more safe for me than don't do this and be careful here and watch for this. Mistakes that they might have made.
25-year-old John Andretti starts his first Indy 500 from the outside of row 9 after placing the Skull Bandit in the field at 207.894 miles per hour. I'm WoWo's Randy Meyer on the Countdown to Indy. Several records fell during time trials this year at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. On pole day, Danny Sullivan broke the four-lap qualification record with a run of 216.214. But less than an hour later, Rick Mears took the pole position and upped the record to 219.198. Mears and Sullivan are joined in the front row by defending champion Al Unser. All three drive for Team Penske, and 1988 marks the first time one team has captured the entire front row. Team owner Roger Penske says all three drivers have particular strengths.
We've got three different type drivers. I think from an oval racer today that there's nobody better than Mears. I think Rick would say on a road course that I've heard him say, look at how Sullivan's hustling that car. Then you got Al, a completely another type driver who is probably consistency and hangs in there harder and longer. You'd have to give him high marks. And I don't rate, one better than the other. I wouldn't have him driving for me. I didn't think they were the best.
Penske's formula starts with big-budget sponsors. Then he hires the most dedicated and skilled drivers and crewmen available. Pole sitter Mears says the Penske drivers share advice and cheer each other on, that is, until the green flag falls.
We're definitely a team effort. But then when the race does start, we're all out to win this race. We race against each other probably as hard as we do anybody else. If we were all three running together, you might not beat each other up, with another 150 miles to go. You might take it a little bit easier in that respect. But I guarantee you, when it came down to the last lap, we'd be probably beating on each other pretty hard.
Penske drivers have won the Indianapolis 500 a total of six times, including three of the past 4 years. It's still 500 miles away, but don't be surprised to see the Penske crew in victory lane again today. I'm WoWo's Randy Meyer on the Countdown to Indy. 26-year-old Al Unser Jr. is heading into today's 500 with plenty of momentum on his side. He took the checkered flag at the Long Beach Grand Prix last month, and last year at Indy, he scored his best finish ever, fourth place, as he watched his father take the trip to victory lane. If little Al were to win this year, it would be the first time in history that a father and son won in back-to-back years. But the younger Unser says that's not the record he's been focusing on.
Well, I don't know. I think I'd set a record because I won. I've never done that before here at Indy, and so it would mean a lot. Indianapolis to me means tradition, and if we can do good here, then I'm really happy.
Al Unser Jr. grew up around racing, and it's clear who his hero has been and is to this day.
To be real honest with you, I never worried about Dad. I mean, he's the best race car driver in the world, and so I always walked up to him when he was qualifying third and fourth and fifth and asked him, what's your problem? Why aren't you first?
He's not asking that question this year. Little Al qualified his March Chevy at better than 214 miles per hour, placing him in the middle of row two. But his father was over a mile per hour faster and starts today's 500 from the front row. I'm WoWo's Randy Meyer on the Countdown to Indy. For the second time in 3 years, retired U.S. Air Force General Chuck Yeager will be behind the wheel of the Indianapolis 500 pace car. Yeager is best known as the test pilot who first broke the sound barrier in 1947. From his first experience in pacing the 500 in 1986, what is his most vivid recollection?
I think coming down out of turn four, when you start accelerating after you've gotten rid of the dignitaries and you move up to 100, 110, how little this straightaway looks. I tell you, it's hard to believe you can get three cars through there abreast.
This year's pace car is the 1988 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme. The black and silver convertible is powered by a turbocharged quad-4 engine. One of the fascinating features of this year's pace car is called the head-up display, or HUD. In addition to the standard dash instrumentation, the HUD system projects the vehicle's speed and other vital information onto the windshield in front of the driver. The HUD system is similar to technology used in some of today's most advanced fighter aircraft, so General Yeager should feel right at home. Except, as he pilots the Cutlass Supreme around the 2.5-mile oval, he'll have to slow down about 2,100 miles per hour from his usual speed. I'm WoWo's Randy Meyer on the Countdown to Indy. This morning, Roberto Guerrero races in his fifth Indianapolis 500. But just 9 months ago, it was questionable whether the Colombian-born driver would ever compete again. Guerrero sustained a severe head injury in an accident during tire testing at the Speedway on September 10th. He spent 17 days in a coma, then several months in therapy to rebuild his reflexes and memory. But the greatest test of his fortitude was climbing back into his race car.
The more special feeling was the first time that I got back in the car after the accident, because I was very nervous. I mean, I was very scared that maybe I wouldn't be able to do it the same as I did before. And thank goodness, within a couple of laps, I knew that I was the same.
Guerrero's wife, Katie, said she never tried to talk him out of a return to racing.
I couldn't do that to him. That, you know, I married a race car driver, and I knew that was what he wanted to do, and that's what makes him happy, and that's where his talent lies. And so I had to back him all the way. If he'd said he was going to do something else, I'd have backed him that way too, but here we are.
In his four previous starts at Indy, Roberto Guerrero has finished second, third, fourth, and last year, with a 1.5-lap lead with 19 laps remaining, his car stalled in the pits. After a near-certain victory in 1987, Guerrero had to settle once again for a second-place finish. Those near victories, coupled with the brush with tragedy, make him strive even harder for a trip to victory lane.
To win Indianapolis is just something you can't explain. And, after what happened to me, I think it would mean just a little bit more. It would just be wonderful.
Guerrero qualified his fluorescent orange Lola Cosworth at 209.633 miles per hour, and he starts today's race from the outside of row 4. I'm WoWo's Randy Meyer on the Countdown to Indy. There are many legendary figures connected with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, but one living legend seems to loom above the rest. This morning, Anthony Joseph Foyt Jr. will drive in his 31st consecutive Indianapolis 500. That's a record number of starts. Over the years, A.J. Foyt has completed 10,620 miles in competition at Indy, far more than any other driver. And he's the only driver to have led during 13 different races. He's one of two four-time winners at the Brickyard, with victories in 1961, 64, 67, and 77. Today, he's again shooting for that elusive fifth win. But he says, even if he gets it, number five still won't be as sweet as his first.
Well, naturally, it wouldn't mean near as much as 1961 race. Records I always feel are made to be broken. Naturally, it'd be nice to win the race again, but I could never holler if I never won it again, because I've been fortunate enough to win it four times. And I think if a guy's lucky enough to win it one time, he ought to be damn proud.
Last weekend, Foyt qualified his Cosworth-powered Lola at a four-lap average of 209.696 and starts today's 500 back in the pack on the inside of row 8. And he has his finger firmly placed on today's strategy.
If you're going to try to win the race or anything, you're not going to be able to sit there picking your nose. You're going to have to try to run and run hard all day. The only thing that helps you today, starting in the back of the field, that used to not help you, where they have the yellows, which we hope there's none at all day, but if debris or something's on the track, they have the pack up.
Last year, A.J. Foyt finished 19th after dropping out with engine problems. The 53-year-old Texan occasionally is asked about retirement, but he says he'll continue to race as long as he enjoys it and feels he can be competitive. And if nothing else, A.J. Foyt is the sheer definition of competitiveness. I'm WoWo's Randy Meyer on the Countdown to Indy.
And he's on it.
That rich, booming voice has become a genuine fixture at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, nearly as permanent as the control tower and gasoline alley. The voice belongs to Tom Carnegie, chief public address announcer at the track for the past 42 years. But before that, Carnegie lived here in the Summit City.
I'd like to talk about getting started in radio at WOWO in Fort Wayne. That was back in 1942. I'd graduated from college, was hired by WoWo, and Got on the Wabash Railroad and rode to Fort Wayne, Indiana from Kansas City, Missouri. And I had three very wonderful years in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
In the past 42 years, Carnegie has never missed a race and has only missed one day of qualifications. In 1985, he retired from his year-round full-time job as sports director for an Indianapolis TV station. But he keeps coming back to the Brickyard each May because it's simply a special place.
I think it's the people who make it so. The Speedway has a cast of thousands, and over the years you've had the opportunity to meet some great people. Great drivers, great car owners, true sportsmen.
And what is Tom Carnegie's favorite trackside chore?
I have the thrill of saying, and it's a new track record. I love it when I get a chance to say that.
Here's hoping he'll be back to repeat that statement for many years to come. I'm WoWo's Randy Meyer on the Countdown to Indy. A legend in the making. That's how some insiders describe 36-year-old driver Rick Mears. He's won the Indianapolis 500 twice in 1979 and 1983. During this year's time trials, Mears set new one- and four-lap track records, breaking records he had set in 1986. Today, Mears starts from the pole position at Indy for the fourth time in his career. Only two other drivers, A.J. Foyt and Rex Mays, have sat on the pole four times. And Mears says it is a special place to be.
All the hard work and the dedication that Roger and the team and everybody has been putting in the last couple of years has all come together for us, you know, and starting to pay off. And it's got to be one of the best things I've done here. And, you know, the pole has always been special here to me. The very first IndyCar pole I ever got was here in 79. So it's, this place has always been special in that respect.
But Mears told me that starting from that number one position doesn't really make him look at the race differently.
Well, the main thing when you're on the pole or anywhere in the front row, it's, you know, maybe a little bit safer place to start. And, you know, that's key. But really, when it comes down to race time, it doesn't matter where you're starting. You've got basically the same things on your mind. You know, who you're going to be dealing with, how you're going to use the start, feel the car, see what the conditions of the track are in, and what kind of changes from there on you start thinking about changes in the chassis or whatever.
Mears qualified his yellow Pennzoil Z7 Special at a blazing four-lap average of 219.198. Today marks his 11th Indianapolis 500. Counting today, Rick Mears has started from the front row an incredible eight times. I'm WoWo's Randy Meyer on the Countdown to Indy. Three-time winner Johnny Rutherford starts his 24th Indianapolis 500 today. The 50-year-old Texan placed his Lola Buick in the field with a four-lap average of 208.442 miles per hour. But if not for one faux pas during his qualification attempt, his speed might have been better.
I got to tell you, I forgot to shift gears. And fortunately for us, we've got two top gears. And I left her in fourth gear for the first two laps, and I reached up and felt the gear shifter, and sure enough, it was in fourth gear. So coming off of the fourth turn, I just slipped her back into fifth gear and ran the last two laps in fifth gear where it should have been, and it was perfect.
He said it was the first time he ever forgot to shift. Rutherford notched Indy victories in 1974, 76, and 80. He's still shooting for his fourth checkered flag.
If I thought I could get it with a mask and a gun, I'd have a mask and a gun, yes. Number four is obviously the big thing, you know, and to run all day and to finish and to be... And that the new victory circle out there would be absolutely marvelous for all of us.
Last year, Lone Star JR's racer was running at the end of the race. He was flagged after completing 171 laps, good for an 11th place finish. Today, Johnny Rutherford starts from the outside of row 10. I'm WoWo's Randy Meyer on the Countdown to Indy. What a difference a year makes. Last year, Al Unser arrived at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway without a car or team, then capped the month of May by taking his fourth Indy 500 victory. Unser seems to be in a great position to defend his win, with the third fastest time in the field. But he said qualifying for his 23rd 500 was still tough.
When you say is there anxious moments, there always is when you qualify, because you extend yourself as far as you can, and you use up everything that you ever thought that you could do. So, yes, it's not easy to qualify.
Al Unser posted victories in 1970, 71, 78, and, of course, last year. But he says those accomplishments will mean nothing when he gets into his car today.
You only remember numbers when you're gone. I don't feel any different at this race than I did my first one. It's just that my knowledge is more, and I know more what goes on with the race cars. Every year when you come back here, it's a new ball game. You can't rely on what you did last year or even think about it. So the fifth one means a time just to try to win again.
Unser will take the green flag this morning from the outside of the front row. He placed his Penske Chevrolet in the grid with a four-lap average of 215.270. By the way, today is Al Unser's 49th birthday. He'll be looking to give himself the ultimate present, an unprecedented fifth victory at the Indianapolis 500. I'm WoWo's Randy Meyer on the Countdown to Indy.